Good morning. It is Allie from 103.7 Kiss FM here on the Public Affairs Show, which airs every single Sunday morning, not only on 103.7 Kiss FM, but on all of our Odyssey Milwaukee radio stations, including 99.1 The Mix. We have our other sister station, Hot 105.7, and of course, our sports station, CBS Radio. And today I'm excited to have back on the air with me someone I had earlier this year, because we got to talk about exciting stuff going on in his town. So welcome back to the show, Marty from downtown Port. How are you?
Doing great, Allie. Thank you so much for having me. I think, again, we had an amazing turnout for our Fall Street Festival event, and very excited to talk to your listeners today about some other fun things to wrap up the year.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you back on, because Port Washington, what a great city. I love it. And like you said, there's now new stuff going on for the holidays. So I'm excited to talk about it. Not only are we going to get to your big Christmas on the corner going on, but I want to talk to you first about Small Business Saturday, Marty, which is happening Saturday, November 26th. And so, you know, break it down for me, Marty. What's going on that day? How people can come out and help local small businesses, and what's going on?
Perfect. We are, again, so excited to celebrate Small Business Saturday. A little bit of background. I think Small Business Saturday really was introduced by American Express Company in 2010 to encourage consumers to shop in their own communities instead of some of the different big box stores during the holiday season. So in downtown Port Washington this year, we are excited to create a full day of enjoyment, memories, by having some giveaways at businesses and special deals where you can stay in downtown Port Washington, you can enjoy lunch, you can go for dinner, and hopefully carve out a good chunk of your holiday shopping list for this season.
Yeah, because that's a big thing. People love to get it all done at once, and they love to support local businesses. So, Marty, overall, this is just a great experience for everyone who wants to come out and do that on Saturday, November 26th. So what kind of businesses are going to be involved, and what kind of things will they have that people can shop for?
We have so many great businesses downtown. I think first, you know, Stacy, the incredible owner of Halo Artisan Skincare, actually is going above and beyond and helping create our Small Business Saturday Shop Hop event. Mm-hmm. So the fun thing that has kind of developed over the past couple of years is our community of small business owners has really started working together and getting more integrated into this community. We have so many great people that are participating from our One Wag store, Perrin Simple, Zing Boutique, Eclectic Avenue, Candid Form Boutique, Locally Inspired, Vines to Seller, Halo Artisan Skincare, Sherpers, Port's Cozy Corner, Shop Support, Lakeside Music and Naturals, and Buxom Boudoir. And so there are so many different things, from some great retail items. We've got some apparel, we've got candles, we've got cards, we have just different, you know, food items and things that you can definitely purchase to check off some of your holiday shopping items.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Marty from downtown Port, and we're talking about the upcoming Small Business Saturday on Saturday, November 26th. We are going to talk about Christmas on the corner as well, which I'm excited to talk about. But I do see for Small Business Saturday that you will have swag bag stops and raffles and all kinds of snacks and refreshments, so people can come out and like get a swag bag. How does this work?
Absolutely. We have one of our first businesses will be giving away the swag bag starting at 7:30 a.m. We have a lot of varied times that some of the different businesses are opening. It is going to be such a fun event. One of the unique fun things that our community did to make Small Business Saturday so important in our downtown Port Washington community is we had a design. We pitched out to the community. Stacy sent out a big call to graphic design artists really everywhere in our community to develop and create the design for the swag bag, which is really, really fun. There was a lot of voting actually done on the winning bag at our previous Fall Street Festival event. We had over 10 design entries, and our community voted online for these. This year's winning design was created by Andrea Michelle, and just so excited to have that. We've got 425 total swag bags, Allie, at over 13 business locations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's great. I'm sure you'll run out because this is going to be such a great event, but that's a lot of swag bags for people to come get, right?
Absolutely. We have, you know, going back to your question, we have bags that are filled with different small trinket items. We have coupons from some of the other participating business, and also, you know, some other goodies from other establishments. So, you know, you might from Halo Artisan Skincare find a full-size candle, maybe some lotion or soap in each bag. Different businesses will be giving away different things. And so I think that is part of the fun and one of the great elements that makes shopping small on Small Business Saturday, November 26th this year, such a fun experience because you never know what might be in your swag bag.
Right, exactly. So that's happening in Port Washington, downtown Port Washington, like you said, Saturday, November 26th. Now, Marty from downtown Port, I also need to talk to you about something just as exciting, which is Christmas on the Corner. Now, I see it's a long-standing event that you have had in the community in downtown Port Washington, and you're having it again this year. I see Santa's going to be there. So, Marty, tell us a little bit about Christmas on the Corner and how people can come out for that, when it is, how it works.
Christmas on the Corner, as you had mentioned, Allie, is our longstanding Port Washington tradition. I think this has been an event that has been going on for many years. When you have the chance to come to Christmas on the Corner in downtown Port Washington, you absolutely, in a way, get to step into almost, if you can visualize, a Hallmark movie, a Christmas movie, and it's just a beautiful community. Our street department does so many great things, decorating the trees with lights. We have so much business pride. We have a window decorating contest this year at all the businesses. It's so beautiful. Come on out and check it out. Christmas on the Corner this year is made possible by our wonderful friends at Port Washington State Bank who help us so much with this. And speaking of Santa, Allie, again, it's that time of year. Mm-hmm. Santa for this event on Saturday, December 3rd, will be at our Port Washington State Bank community room. So very excited to have Santa coming to downtown Port Washington.
Yeah, and Marty, I've got to ask, because it's unbelievable the things you have going on for Christmas on the Corner. I see you have not only a Christmas parade that's happening, but also fireworks. So tell me about that and how it's working and when people can see all of those things.
So, Allie, our event is going from 3 to 7 p.m. We will have lots of different things from live reindeer, including this year, a baby reindeer will be out on Main Street in Franklin. So lots of fun. Everyone loves to come out and see the reindeer. I think just such a great part of the event. We will, brand new this year, have two horse and carriages to give rides throughout our historic and charming downtown Port Washington. Mm-hmm. Many of our Main Street businesses will be participating with activities for families, such as ornament decorating. We'll have several photo ops, a frame craft opportunity. There'll be cookie decorating, a toy drive with our nonprofit called Family Promise of Ozaukee County downtown. We have several different locations that will be doing letter writing with Santa. We will also probably have a Christmas story time, which is fun. And then, Allie, after all those things kind of end, we will have a Christmas tree lighting. And then probably about 6:15, we will have our wonderful and fantastic Christmas parade. And we are so thankful to our friends at Kohler Credit Union for helping sponsor this and make this big parade again possible. I think so many families line up. We had so many great people downtown and so many great community partners and different individuals from individuals creating some floats and some great, parade entrance. So lots of fun. And then finally, to cap off the holiday season, to cap off all the amazing things going on in downtown Port Washington this year, we will have the only fireworks in all of Ozaukee County. This is brought to you by our great friends at Black Cap Halcyon and Prairie's Edge Development. So just an amazing way to cap off the year, celebrate the holiday season, and kick off all the great memories with family and friends that you will have this year.
That is so neat, Marty, I've got to tell you. And so this is all happening on Saturday, December 3rd, right?
Yes.
And they can go to downtownport.com for more information about everything you were just talking about. And Marty, I think it's really neat. Every community does their Christmas parade differently, but there's nothing like a night parade. It's so pretty with all the Christmas lights. So I think it's really cool that you guys are doing that in the evening. And how cool that you have the only fireworks in Ozaukee County. That's very neat.
I cannot tell you how excited I am for that. I think that is just something that the Winter Fireworks Show is just absolutely something that everyone enjoys. It's been part of this event for a long time, and it's just a beautiful way to cap off the event. I think there are so many things for our families. I know many people are very excited for this event. Even they'll talk to me about it in the middle of summer. When is your Christmas on the Corner event this year? So very excited to kick this event off in a couple weeks.
Yes, very nice. Again, go to downtownport.com for all the information about Christmas on the Corner in downtown Port Washington. And since we're talking about Christmas, I want to circle back to Small Business Saturday, which is also going on in downtown Port Washington, happening on Saturday, November 26th, which is such a great time, Marty, for people to be able to come out and get their holiday shopping done. So many, and support small businesses. So let's talk about Small Business Saturday again and how people can get involved with that and what they can come out and experience.
Absolutely. I think our downtown Port Washington community is a fantastic destination for all your holiday shopping. We think we have so many amazing mom and pop shops that have very unique products, offering some great restaurants and different things. And we are just so excited to welcome you. You know, please be our guest this holiday season in downtown Port Washington. You know, Small Business Saturday will be taking place in just a few weeks, Saturday, November 26th. We have so many great businesses on board. We will have 425 total swag bags among 13 locations, different raffles, deals. They will have snacks and or refreshments. You can come downtown on Small Business Saturday and make a full day of it, do a lot of great shopping, check out some new restaurants, check out our beautiful community, and have a great time on Small Business Saturday.
Absolutely. So, Marty from Downtown Port, I really want to talk to you because one of the reasons I love doing this show on Sunday mornings is because I get to talk to local people in the community who are making a difference and making a change. And we've been talking about Small Business Saturday in Port Washington, which is happening on Saturday, November 26th. So, can you talk to me a little bit about how life-changing this can be for some of these smaller local businesses who really put everything into their business? They go up against a lot of big box stores, and a day like this, I would assume, could be life-changing just to have all these people come visit, right?
Absolutely. Small Business Saturday is the epitome of that Super Bowl Sunday day, that big moment for these small business owners. I think when you look at coming and spending your hard-earned money, you have many options nowadays. And it is so special to these small business owners who for the whole year are putting time and energy into this, planning out promotions, planning to do big promotions for this day. And when you come down and support local, when you shop small, you are changing small business owners' lives and really absolutely helping grow this downtown Port Washington community that just embodies the word community and helps support so many great people. I think the great thing about Small Business Saturday is that you will have the chance to meet so many of these great local small business owners that absolutely have put their heart and soul into this Small Business Saturday and have that opportunity to speak with them and potentially ask them things about their business and get to know them. And I think that is one of the things that truly makes our Port Washington community downtown special, is that you have that one-on-one relationship with that small business owner. And I think for the customer, for the shopper, for this holiday season, that might make all the difference. And you have that opportunity to ask a small business owner, can you send something, you know, through the mail?
Yeah.
I live a little bit further away. I can't always come up to Port Washington or come down to Port Washington. Are you able to do anything online? And so I think those are the great experiences that you have when you come local and shop downtown Port Washington on Small Business Saturday, and help absolutely grow some of these amazing businesses and help see some dreams come true.
Absolutely. And that's happening Saturday, November 26th. And I agree with you, Marty. There's nothing like being local and being able to have that personal touch. And I love what you said, too, about how you can come in and maybe you want to order something from them that they can mail you later, because you will have time until Christmas. Since Small Business Saturday is on Saturday, November 26th, you still have a good month where you can buy products for them and you can support local and help some of these local businesses out and still get what you need in time for the holidays, right?
Absolutely. There are so many great things coming. I think there are going to be a lot of great shops, so many different unique offerings and opportunities that there's something for everybody. So come out, start creating your holiday shopping list, and come on down to downtown Port Washington.
Very nice. So again, that's on Saturday, November 26th, Small Business Saturday. And we've also been talking about Christmas on the Corner. I want to come back around to that one more time, because this sounds like such an amazing local event that you have in Port Washington. All the details are at downtownport.com. But for people that are just coming in now, Marty, tell them about all the events going on that day, because it sounds like a lot of fun for everyone, a jam-packed day of just great events. Tell me about that again.
Again, so excited. Saturday, December 3rd, we kick off Christmas on the Corner. Special thank you to Port Washington State Bank for supporting us and helping us create these magical moments for families. I think we will start off with Santa at our Port Washington State Bank community room. Lots of fun, so come on out and see Santa. We also have live reindeer downtown. So very excited to, again, have the reindeer.
Yep. Uh-huh.
We will have two horse and carriages downtown giving horse and carriage rides in our beautiful, picturesque, historic downtown. We have many Main Street businesses that will be participating, doing things such as ornament decorating, a family photo op, cookie decorating, a toy drive. We will have letter writing to Santa and other fun activities. The other fun opportunity at Christmas on the Corner is after this event is over, the event portion is done. We then go into the Christmas parade brought to you by our friends at Kohler Credit Union. We are so excited to have them and have this magical Christmas parade. And then once our Christmas parade is done, we are so excited to have the only fireworks in all of Ozaukee County during the holiday time. So very excited for that. Can't wait to, again, celebrate this beautiful, historic event and come spend the beginning part of your holiday season with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a fantastic day. Christmas on the Corner happening Saturday, December 3rd in Port Washington. And like I said earlier, all of the details are at downtownport.com. Well, good luck, Marty. It sounds like you are going to have two great Saturdays coming up between Small Business Saturday on November 26th and then Christmas on the Corner on December 3rd. So I wish you all the best, and those fireworks, the only ones in Ozaukee County, those are going to be awesome.
We can't wait. We are so thankful and appreciative to our friends at Black Cap Halcyon and Prairie's Edge Development for helping make this come true. The fireworks are going to be an amazing way to cap off and end this holiday event and this special long-standing tradition in downtown Port Washington with Christmas on the Corner. So come out and celebrate with us.
Wonderful. Well, again, go to downtownport.com for all the details and everything we've been talking about this morning. And good luck to you, Marty. I will talk to you again soon. I can't wait to hear all about everything and how it went. All right.
Thank you very much, Allie. Happy holidays.
You too.